Put those searchlights up on the tower. Right now. Move! Move!
I listen to 2ARM, 92.1 FM, in the car and at work, for great tunes and community news.
Hello, I'm Herb, and welcome to Community Spotlight. Each week I bring in either an organisation or one of our residents or a person of interest to the station and have a bit of a chat about their journey. And today I have Steve Dunbar. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Herb.
Thanks for coming in. You're an Armidale local?
I sure am, born and bred here.
Now, you tell me that your parents originally came from Tinga.
Yes, they moved here, I believe it was Christmas 1960 or 61, and they moved here for work.
And they were builders?
They were house builders, yes. They came here and they built for a few years. Granddad lasted 2 years, and my dad went on building the rest of his time.
Very good. You were born in Armidale. Where did you go to primary school?
I went through Demonstration, then changed its name halfway through to City Public.
And then high school?
O'Connor Catholic College.
And how did you find O'Connor?
It was different to the mainstream school. You know, I went through quite well.
You went into the motor trimming trade after year 10. You got your leaving certificate, went to the motor trimming trade. Now tell me about your apprenticeship.
I was walking down Beardy Street, down the East End there one day, and I went into a business called Stan Blanco and Son and talked to a guy there. And after talking to him, I went back several days later and I got an apprenticeship there. So I was an apprentice there with Stan Blanco for 4.5 years.
So he was an old man. That was in 1986.
That's right, yep.
So he's in his 80s then, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was 79.
And you went there 4.5 years for your apprenticeship. Tell me about learning off an old person that had been in the game for a long time.
Well, look, he was, you know, people often ask me, how did you cope with someone so old? Well, look, he was strict but firm. And the knowledge, you know, you listened to what he told you and you did the job and you knew how to do it because he had the knowledge. He had 50, 60 years behind him in the trade. And so, you know, you listened to him and we did cars, vintage cars, modern cars. We did quite an array of work, even a lot of canvas work too.
So Stan Blanco was there in eastern end of Beardy Street next to what was Rossi Nobles, which is now the brewery.
That's right, yeah.
So you did vintage cars. Tell me about the vintage cars that you did back when you were in apprenticeship.
Well, look, I was very fortunate because we did a lot of work on Model T Fords, a Pontiac, you know, and a Hillman for the Hardman brothers here in Armidale when I was an apprentice. And it worked very well because they were actually a relation through Stan.
Gotcha. And you did other cars as well for Classic Car Club?
Yeah, look, we'd done a lot of work over the years in the Armidale Classic Car Club for various people and other clubs outside of Armidale.
So would you classify yourself as a person who likes things neat and in line? Because I've had a bit of work done with you over the time, upholstery work, and your work is of very high quality. And it sort of strikes me that something must have sparked your interest back when you were a child to dedicate all this years to an industry that fine detail is preserved. Attention to detail was the term I was looking for.
Yeah, look, if you're doing a job, do it well. And I've always looked at a job, if I'm not prepared to pay for that job, how could I expect a client to pay for it? You know, if I'm prepared to pay for it, it's good enough for the client, you know? It's got to be right. If it's not right, it's not worth doing. You've got to do it right. You know, if you do it right, I mean, I'm still here all these years later. You know, you do a good job and people remember you for it.
No, definitely. And it's great to still have a upholsterer here in Armidale, but we'll get to what you're doing now a little bit later. So you did a lot of Pontiacs, Hillmans, Model T Fords for the Hardman brothers. You did vintage cars. And then you went into furniture. Probably this is at the end of your apprenticeship, around 1990, and Stan Blanco died.
Stan passed away unexpectedly. And then I bought most of the machinery and moved over to the industrial area. We still did some cars, but we moved into, at that particular time, there was not a lot of car work around. So we were then moving into furniture and cars together.
But the interesting thing I find, you've set up your own shop over in Miller Street, Dunbar's Upholstery. There was a bit of a crackdown. This was in 1990, but there was a bit of crackdown of cars from the 80s. Where you had to do upholstery because of registration and torn seats and that type of thing.
That's true. You know, a lot of cars had to pass rego such things as torn seats, broken springs. You know, the belief at the time was that if the driver's not sitting comfortably straight where they should be, they couldn't control the vehicle. So there was a lot of car seats repaired during those times for rego repairs.
Well, that's very fortunate for you.
It was at the time, and we appreciate it.
And furniture then also became a bit of your stock and trade as you moved through. Now, we talk about the Queen Anne Suites. There was a lot of antiques shops in Armidale in the 1990s.
There was. There was quite a few in Armidale, actually, like antique shops. Not so many now. And a lot of people bought these Queen Annes, and they were so popular. We could almost do them blindfold. They were so popular. They were coming in all the time. They were just a very basic suite for the time. Very simple, very straightforward, lots of cane in the arms, and basically two large cushions on a seat base. Every second house seemed to have had one at the time.
And you also talk about the Jacobean suites with the Jacobean arms. Now, just explain what the Jacobean arm and suite is.
The Jacobean suite, it's about the same age as a club chair, the big square club chairs they had, you know, just after the wars. But they're all wooden on the outside, upholstered on the inside only, and they generally have, on the front of them, they were mostly done with two big barley twist turnings on the front of the arms, going from the arm to the floor. They were very distinct, and they were generally always covered in black shellac.
The timber also then sort of reminds me of some. You talked about the Model T Ford and some of those old open tourer Dodges and Fords and old cars you would have done. Now, what? Tell me particularly about what was interesting about doing those old cars.
Well, look, it wasn't just a case of upholstering something. You know, you'd get a car would be delivered to you. You'd put it in your workshop, but then, once you start to get into it, you'd find that you'd have to replace wood inside the doors because there's nothing to put the panels back onto. The hood fixed onto wooden bows that you'd have to straighten. There was just so much woodwork in it you'd have to do before you could actually do any upholstery work.
So would you do all the woodwork as well?
We did all the woodwork as well that needed to be replaced at the time, and then we covered it.
What sort of wood would you have used?
Look, there was a place down Dorrigo we'd get silky oak. It's got a lovely grain in it, and it bends well. If you steam it, it bends well.
Yeah, it's got that tiger stripe through it.
Yeah, it's got a lovely grain. It was a pity to cover it up.
A lot of furniture was made in the Art Deco period and earlier as well.
Exactly, and some of that silky oak, there was two particular ones. There was one that had a really big grain. It looked beautiful. And there was another one, I'm not sure of the species, but it had a much tighter grain, a very fine grain in it.
That's Grevillea robusta, if for anybody who wants to know what the silky oak term is. We move to your home business. So you stayed from about 1990 at Dunbar's Upholstery in Miller Street. Then you moved to your home business in 2012. Now, what drove that?
Well, look, that's right. We moved because running costs and overheads and also work was not as plentiful at the time. And to stay affordable and available to the public, we made the choice to move to home to a purpose-built soundproof studio at the rear of our address.
And that was probably also driven, I think you mentioned off-air, by all the cheap furniture stores opening up, offering price-cut furniture.
Look, that's right. There was a lot of furniture coming out very cheap at the time. Armidale suddenly had more furniture stores than it ever had. It was a natural choice to move to home so we could be more affordable and we didn't need as much work.
So you've been there for over 10 years. You've got reclining chairs. So let's move out of these Jacobeans and Queen Anne's and people upholstering, which you still do. You still upholster anything that comes along.
Yep, we do.
But we move into those more modern chairs, the electric Dawson chair, I'll call it.
Yes, that was probably one of the first that came on the market was the Dawson chair. And I think some people even refer to them as the Smokey Dawson chair.
God bless Smokey Dawson. May you rest in peace.
Exactly. Yeah, now look, we do a lot of work on those. Quite often you'll have a little bit of damage done to an arm or to a base or something, or even the reclining mechanism. And those are something that we can quite easily fix. Then they've moved into your electric version. Now, that's a little bit more tricky because they've got all these wires and leads carefully tucked away behind the upholstery.
So just about the reclining in the electric chairs, are you able to source all the bits and pieces still for all those models?
Yes, most of those parts are still readily available. We've got really good contacts in Sydney and overseas from all the makers and major brands.
what other types of work do you do? Warranty work?
Yes, look, about 10 to 12 years ago it would have been, we took up quite a few contracts where we do a lot of warranty work on new furniture. Say, for example, you buy a new chair or a new suite and it's electrical recliners and one's not working properly or there's an electrical issue. We are the people that go out and look at that and do the warranty work on it, put the claim through and then repair it.
So we've got a large retirement aged care facilities in Armidale. So you do a fair bit of occupational therapy type chair adjustments?
We do actually. We can customise furniture for people, people with disabilities that need support in various ways or another, can do a lot of that for them as well.
And that's a fair bit of your job as well?
It is.
Working with occupational therapists?
It is. You know, we also, within the occupational therapy trade itself, we work closely with quite a few of the therapists to make and custom fit disability things that will make their life easier.
Great. Now tell me, more recently you did a couple of sulkies and buggies.
Yeah, we had a two-wheeler come in and a four-wheeler, and they were at two different times, and one of them we actually just did a roof on, the fold-down roof, and that was from Dorigo, and then we had one come in from, I think it was Tyringham, just down near Dorigo there, and that had a roof and what we'd call today the boot of a car. It had this lovely little boot under the seat that was completely covered with a big cover and leather straps and buckles on it and a big stone guard at the front, all beautifully embroidered.
And what did you have to do with those two? Did you have to do the timber work or was it just covering?
Well, look, I was very lucky. The first one we did, it was fine. The second one that came in had been under a lean-to on a barn that had fallen over. So it was very lopsided and it took a lot of steaming and a lot of work to get that back to straight.
Great. They've been delivered. I'm sure they'll be around for a lot longer to come now that you've restored them.
Look, you know, they'll be out on annual events, on, you know, monthly events, shows. I don't think they're going to wear out in a hurry.
Yeah, that's great. Now, in all that time, you married a Sri Lankan lass.
I did, yes. I met my wife and married her. We've been married 24 years now.
Two boys?
Yes, two adult boys now. Both growing up. One's done university and one's still in university.
And they do at uni?
One of our boys did psychology. The other guy is doing, a young son, he's doing aero engineering and mechanical engineering. So I think that we've got inventiveness in the family, fixing things, making things.
Well, they probably get it from their dad because he's always out in the shed fixing something. And every boy needs a shed. The other thing is, what do you think about Armidale? Raising children, of course, but why do you like Armidale?
Well, look, being born here, I'm probably a little bit prejudiced, but I just love Armidale. Good weather. We have all the shopping centres we need here. It's only 2.5 hours to the coast. You know, we're halfway between Brisbane and Sydney. If you really, really want something that we can't get here, Tamworth is like only just down the road. You know, Armidale is a good town to raise children. And it's a reasonably safe town.
I like the seasonality. I've always say that to my guests, the seasonality. You've got definitely four seasons in a year. You know you're in winter, not too severe like in Europe, but it definitely is winter. Definitely summer, definitely autumn, which we've got now, beautiful autumn colours around.
Oh, look, I mean, you can have four seasons in one day here in Armidale. You can have 24 degrees in the morning and it could be pouring rain and clouds at 2 o'clock.
So, yes, we get four seasons one day or definitely four seasons throughout the year. Now, tell me, you're involved with the Christian Outreach. We might sort of finish on this note. The Christian Outreach, you do a global food pantry?
Yes, the Christian Outreach Centre out in Claude Street. They have a global food pantry open on Friday and that runs from 10 a.m. until 12 every Friday. If you go out there and see them, for $20 you get a large green Woolworths shopping bag full of your essentials and then you'll get your bread, milk and your fruit and veggies for free.
So that's the Christian Outreach Centre at the end of Claude Street off Niagara. So when you come through roundabout at Niagara, turn right and it's at the end there. So that's if you're right. In need of food, $20 for a green shopping bag and fruit and veg is free.
That's right, yes.
That's fantastic. Well, Steve, if somebody wants to get hold of you, you just Google Steve's Dunbar's Upholstery.
Yep, look up Dunbar's Upholstery, or look up Upholstery Armidale or Foam Armidale, and you'll find me there. I'm listed in Google and Yellow Pages.
And I find that if you leave a message, it's a landline, leave a message and Steve will get back to you very quickly.
That's right. Look, we can't always get to the phone straight away. You know, if I'm in the middle of gluing something, I have to finish before I can run and grab the phone. So if we don't answer, leave a message and we will get back to you that day or first thing the next morning.
Well, Steve, thanks very much for coming in. You're a real gem within our community. You've provided the service of upholstery, which people from time to time do need. I know I've used you over the many years that I've been in Armidale for a number of things, whether it's something the kids have broken or I've broken, upgraded. Thank you for your contribution to our community, and that's Community Spotlight.
Thank you very much, Herb. Thank you for having me in.
Cast then podcast. If you missed it or want to hear it again, then visit our webpage, 2arm.net.au/podcast. I listen to 2ARM, 92.1 FM, in the car and at work, for great tunes and community news.